This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Gene in Kentucky, welcome.
Vincent Fennelli and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Enjoy listening, y'all. I've got, I wanted to call in about the batteries, the car batteries. The first I want to mention, just to remind people when they get rid of personal information paper to cut out their name, their telephone number, their social security number, their address, and all that pertinent information, because I find papers quite often at the recycle bin and whatever over the years, and I think it's, people just don't think. Another thing is I had a, talking about the way things used to be, I had a lifetime alignment from Sears from a 1978 Impala. And every time I took it in, the guys at the counter couldn't believe I still had it. I said, yes, I've still got this paper, and I'm holding on to it. I made a Xerox copy of it because it's lifetime. And they had to do it free. Mm-hmm. And what I really called about, you mentioned car batteries that Sears had like a 48 warranty. Well, I had a lifetime battery from JCPenney.
Yeah.
And they had to honor it. And when they finally closed up their garage over there in Louisville, they had to give me a regular battery. But I did have it. I called my husband and confirmed. He said, yes, you did have a lifetime battery for that 78 Impala. So it was such a thing back then.
Very, very good point. And Sears and JCPenney were competitors. Mm-hmm. So I assume what happened was when Sears came out with the Die Hard, JCPenney had to one-up them and come out with a lifetime warranty. And what they were betting on is that you wouldn't keep the car that long.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't know me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really...
But I don't have the year written down, but I do have it somewhere on a folder somewhere at the other house. But mm-hmm. I remember buying it, and I had it for years until I got rid of the 70 Impala, and I sold it for more than I paid for it. We bought it used from a coworker back in, I think, in 80, mm-hmm. and sold it on Craigslist to some young gentleman. I had called from all over the United States for it since it's good shape because I kept it in a garage. I didn't have a whole lot of miles on compared to other people because I didn't drive a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. So, and you bring up a very strong point, and that is that a warranty is only as good as the company behind the warranty. So while you have, and you still have a lifetime warranty from JCPenney, but you're not going to be able to get that warranty honored because JCPenney is not in the battery business anymore.
Well, they closed their garage completely in Louisville.
Right, and so did Montgomery Ward's. Montgomery Ward's was a competitor of both Sears and JCPenney, and they went under as well. And pretty soon, we're going to find out that Sears is no more either.
Well, we don't have any more Sears, at least in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We still have one here in Springfield, Missouri, but it can't be much longer because when you go into the store, you'll find that there are very few salespeople, but there are more of them than there are customers. But there are more salespeople than there are customers. So that's not a really good model for success.
Yeah.
But when I heard that you were talking about batteries, I did a quick mental calculation of how many automotive batteries, like the one that you're describing in your vehicle, we have here at the farm.
Yeah.
We have 36, at least 36 automotive lead acid batteries. That doesn't count the solar system, which is nickel iron, but just 36 car type batteries in our tractors and equipment here at the farm and vehicles. And if each one lasts 3 years, And if each one cost $100 to replace it, we would be spending, we'd be buying 12 replacement batteries every year if they lasted 3 years on average. We'd be buying 12 a year at $100 a piece for $1,200. Or $12,000 worth of batteries for 10 years. It's nuts. Now, do they have to wear out so quickly? The answer is no. No, they don't. And if you keep them topped off with distilled water, mm-hmm. and if you apply a desulfator, which
yes,
is what I do.
We bought those little things for our golf carts, too.
Okay. Do they work for you?
Well, they seem to be. We've got it for, well, he's still got to put one on this one I've got here, but we've had them on it for several years, and I guess they're helping, especially when we're not mm-hmm. there for periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I have found is that I have automotive batteries on vehicles mm-hmm. that are 10 years old, and I know that hardly anybody has a 10-year-old automotive battery because they don't last that long. But if you apply a desulfator, and what I do is I have three of them. I have three desulfated. Actually, I have more. I probably have six of them. Three of them that are more powerful than the other three. And I have them, they're running all the time. They run 24 hours a day on some battery. And what I do is I move them. I'll leave them on for a few days, move the desulfator to another battery, leave it on for a few days, and keep moving it. And what happens is I'm slowly rejuvenating all these batteries, and I haven't had to buy very many in years. In years. Rick, do you have any comments on battery desulfating?
Well, look at what's going on with Harbor Freight and their selling of batteries and how cheap they are and how long they last and how much our dump sites are now full of batteries that are toxic.
What type of batteries
what
do they
company?
Sell?
Well, I'm sorry?
What type of batteries does Harbor Freight sell?
Oh, 2Bs, A's, flashlight batteries, those kinds
of
batteries.
Yeah. I thought you meant car batteries.
Yeah. Car batteries are the same thing, only different, but they have really ramped up on batteries for all kinds of small handheld appliances and things related. And then you have the rechargeables. And, it's all a bunch of hooey.
Ooh, now I've got a rechargeable headlight. I love it. I use it every night outside in my garden. And it lasts for several hours on low. It's like $22 from Walmart. It's the Ozark Trail. I think I got three or four. I love them. I keep them charged with a little USB cord that plugs into the adapter and there's a socket. And they work really fine. It's one of the few rechargeable things that's really worked out for me.
Let me give you some advice about that's an LED.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I have found in my research is that the LED lights without an ultraviolet filter will damage your eyes permanently.
Well, I don't look
and
at
No, I know you don't. I'm just saying. I want our class to know that you do not want to look at directly at an LED light, whether it be in your kitchen, your living room. And unfortunately, we all look at them because they are the backlighting for the screens of our flat-screen televisions and computer monitors.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So it's
police,
really dangerous.
And
Rick, you want to tell us?
And everything else. That's why Black Mirror is now going to have a new season. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Rick, you want to tell us about UV light and why it's so dangerous?
Well, they're being used by at least Josephine County Police. You can see their lighting four times further away than radar can touch you. They're toxic. And they're so bright, you can't even look at them when you're driving in traffic. And in fact, in my humble opinion, they're a danger to traffic.
I think extraterrestrials can see the police lights from above. And I think they're laughing at us, saying, look at those jerks. They have no idea. They're blinding. They're blinding themselves. And these guys walking around with guns and clubs and tasers and blue and black uniforms, those are the guys doing all this. They're the dumbest of the whole bunch. I think the extraterrestrials are laughing at us.
Well,
or manipulating or doing something like that, yeah.
Gene, may I ask you a question? I don't think we've ever talked before.
No, but I've emailed you.
What can we do at USA Prepares to do a better job? Normally, I ask someone privately on a telephone call. Mm-hmm. Let's just do it worldwide. What can we do at USA Prepares to do a better job, Gene?
Nothing. I think you're fabulous. I listen to it usually on podcasts. Usually I'm outside, and I need to get outside my garden in between all the rain we're having. I know you said you're having 17 days of rain. I don't know how many we're having, but I'm doing raised beds with hoop houses and putting white tarps over them so I can hopefully get some.
How's the flooding in Kentucky?
I'm not sure, but it's supposed to get a lot more rain because I'm on a, here at this place, I'm on a, how do you say, hill. There's a lot of hills in this town here, and I'm close to creek bottom, but my garden's up closer to the houses here, and I've got them in, like I said, in raised beds. They're like a 3 foot tall out of hardware cloth, wiring, and cardboard and landscape fabric, and fill the bottoms with old logs and sticks and that. So I don't have to use so much dirt and topsoil and compost that I buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that works out for me. Did last year at the other house, but
yeah.
I'm not sure about this year because a lot of people a plant in the regular.
Is there flooding
ground
in Kentucky?
I'm sure there have been. I'm not sure because, like I said, I don't go many places.
I see. Yeah.
But I'm sure it has been. I know I've heard Vincent.
And you haven't heard anything from farmers and what's happening with the corn and some of the other basic crops?
No, unless I go to, like, a filling station or something. I talked to a gentleman that I buy produce from on the way to the lake house, and he said he probably can't get out in his field. He sells a little produce, you know, that he grows himself, and that's kind of bad. And the Amish, I think they've got some stuff my husband.
Does that mean prices are going up and everything? Are you seeing that?
Going up, what do you mean?
Cost of lettuce.
Oh, I'm not sure because I haven't bought a whole lot this year from the farmer's market, but I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will because so much the food chain has, you know, the food supply is gone, and the animals have been drowned and stuff. I hear on the news and stuff. So
that's terrible.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I try to tell
people
when they roll their eyes.
Yeah.
People just don't want.
Well, they need to do more than roll their eyes. What they need to do is get out there and start complaining and start doing something about it and holding these parasites that also are known as government officials accountable for the damage that they've allowed to have happen.
Oh,
like
I tell
the chemical
people this
spraying
all the time. You know, I try to speak to them. I say, y'all need to do something about it too. You know, go to meetings, write somebody, do something, not just consent to everything that's happening.
There you go. I agree with you.
Okay, I'm going to let
Gene,
y'all go. I got to get outside. Y'all take care.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay, thanks, Vincent.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Gene. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, thanks for the call. This is bothering me. Have you guys noticed how everything is anti-man? Everything is anti-white. Everything is anti-family in general. As far as a culture war that's going on, do they just want to get rid of all the white people? Is that what they want to do?
No, it's going to be terrible if that happens. It'll be absolutely terrible. I'll tell you what, Robert, hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller after these few short commercial announcements. And there are fewer commercial announcements because we've gotten rid of all the ones that we own here at USA Prepares. So the only ones that...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Robert is in Kansas. Robert, you're concerned about the plight of the white Americans, as I've heard it. Is that correct?
I'm just saying, Vincent, that it's pretty obvious that they're against men. Any good man who wants to lead in the right way, they're against white people in general. I think white men mostly, but where do white men come from, right? It's so they just, it seems as though they're telling us something, that, you know, if you're paying attention, it's just obvious. They seem to hate white people. It's all over the news. Get rid of the white people. And just a conspiracy against the manhood in general. Yes, Vincent, I'm concerned about all of it.
How about against masculinity? Okay. How about just the plain old straight white guy? How about these television shows who show homosexuality as being normal? How about these television shows that show the white father as a bozo, a moron, an imbecile. Someone who doesn't get it right.
Bunker.
Well, of course, he said what was on his mind. Well, I'm talking about, you know, these other shows like Tim the Tool Man. They showed him as an imbecile, as a guy who got it wrong all the time. They show family strife. They show I was listening to some commercials on the radio. Not Genesis Communications Network, not Republic Broadcasting Network, but I'm talking about over-the-air radio, AM and FM, trying to see if there's anything worth listening to in the broadcast market of Springfield, Missouri. The commercials are idiotic. They are aimed at people that are so dumb, I just can't believe that they're spending money on these commercials. Then I look at YouTube videos, and I see these 15-second commercials, and I'm hovering over the skip commercial part of the screen because I can't wait to get rid of these commercials. They are for the dumbest people on the planet. Why would anybody pay attention to these? I don't even know what they are because I turn off the message. Now, if I didn't turn off the message, what I would do is I'd take note as to what these companies are and make sure I never bought their products because they are advertising to the dumbest of the dumb. Whatever happened to blacks marrying blacks, whites marrying whites, Chinese marrying Chinese, Native Americans marrying Native Americans? Whatever happened to that? No. We have to have all these mixed marriage, single parent families, minorities. Whatever happened to what's really normal in the United States of America? Whatever happened to that? We're being told that it's not normal. Our daughter went to the university when she was 14 years old. We homeschooled her, and she was ready for learning at the university level at 14 years old, and we drove her. And that's where she learned that being a faggot is just another way. It's okay. It's just another way. And she would come home, and I go, no. It's not just another way. I would say, look, if these guys were plumbers, there'd be leaks everywhere. It doesn't work like that. Robert, any comments?
Well, Vincent, you're right on. I think with all the programming, the schooling, they've convinced white people to hate themselves, then to hate their families, and by extension, their race. And they just see that they're trying to make white people into the evil, especially the white man. And you have to wonder about a system the way, I mean, what they're actually telling you. Like, they're saying that this is who we fear. This is what you don't listen to. This is what you need to, you know, not have as your leadership. You need to have minority women who are preferably queer in some manner to lead you everywhere. And that's what the UN, the world government, whoever's trying to destroy the white nations, okay, that's what they want to do, it seems like, just to get rid of all masculine leadership, especially if
so they're right. I have a question. Is a Mexican white or black? He's neither, is he? What is he? And what has happened when someone asks me where the Mexican border is? I live in Oregon, and I say that it's 60 miles north of me.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon now confirming a tragic accident at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point earlier today when a cadet was killed and more than 20 others were injured when a troop-carrying vehicle overturned during a training exercise. Mike Lyons, went to West Point. Now he's a military consultant.
It's where cadets go to train for the summertime with active duty units on actual Army equipment. They don't do that during the academic year.
He was speaking to CBS News. Talks over threatened tariffs on Mexico resuming today at the State Department as Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday at the White House, though nothing was resolved after President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. And Robert in Kansas is with us, and he was talking about whites. So here's what I know. There are such things at university level, educational establishments, called black student unions. I do not know of a single white student union. I don't know of a single all-white fraternity or a single all-white sorority. But I can name several black fraternities. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Iota Phi Theta Fraternity, all black. So why is it? Why is it that it's okay to have all black organizations excluding whites, but it's not okay to have white organizations excluding others? Why? Just asking. Robert, any comments?
I don't have an answer for you, Vincent, except it's illegal pretty much to show white identity. So if you were to say I am who I am based on my ancestry and I'm white, just like everyone else will say they're black or they're Asian or whatever, African, I guess, if they just say it's not okay for you, it's basically you're a white supremacist, you're a Nazi. If you don't want to race mix, if you don't want to destroy the white race in many different ways, then you're now a Nazi. That's what they're saying. So that's pretty much where we are, where if you don't want to kill off the white people, you're a Nazi. That's what I'm getting from the education systems and the media. That's what it is. That's what they're saying.
Robert, when you attended school, were you ever in a fraternity?
No, I was in the military prior to going to college, so I kind of skipped some of that and just was a normal student there.
Rick, were you ever in a fraternity?
No, I was married. Always in college, I was married.
Okay, I was. I was in a fraternity, one of the largest in the country, and I was the president of the fraternity. And I can tell you for certain, we did not exclude anyone from being in our fraternity. Now, we did have pledging, and we had to get along with everybody, because if there was someone that we absolutely didn't like, he wasn't getting into our club or our fraternity. But we never excluded anybody. We never found anybody we didn't like. And we didn't exclude anyone from trying to be in our fraternity. The one I was president of is an international fraternity. It's one of the largest in the world. At the time, it probably was the largest in the world. But we never excluded anybody on race at all. But no one who wanted to be in our fraternity ever was denied. Not one person.
You know,
anyone who wanted to be in
our was a state-by-state variation. In the state of Washington, where I grew up, it was homogenous. Our central district was where the blacks hung out, and it was called the CD and was the lesser part of town, but it was not Harlem. And what I guess I should say is that I grew up without prejudice. My father had a name for every single race in Gook, Slope, you know, Dad had it all. And I just never went there. And the state of Washington, at the time I grew up, was not very prejudiced. We were not Haller Lake and the Ku Klux Klan out of Idaho. And we had our own ways of being, and I never thought about it one way or another. Arthur Ashe was my doubles partner when I played tennis for, DuPont. I was a national champion, and I played tennis, and Arthur Ashe was my doubles partner. And I never thought about him as being black at all, ever. In tennis, it was different than it was like football. I remember I used to play football in high school, and when I went to college, Charles Green and several other very famous football players were personal friends of mine at Washington State. Clarence Williams. Clarence Williams made L.A. All-American, and he went from Renton High School, and I remember going up against him in high school where they carried me off the field out cold. I was a right linebacker and had to take him out as a fullback coming around right end, and I my coach said if we were even going to have a chance, I had to take him out. And I did, and we became friends after that because he was physically twice my size. And we never had prejudice in Washington that I measured as serious at all. But when I got down into Oregon, oh, the Ku Klux Klan was well established here. And the whole concept of white had a whole different meaning than it did. Now, this whole thing started with education and the leaving no left child behind. And what has happened is we have got a bunch of people coming into the United States whose values are quite different than our own, including health and diseases. And now it's changing everything in California. And there are outbreaks of bubonic plague because of the influx of, and I have to believe it's orchestrated.
It's as simple as this, Rick. People like them. So whatever your culture is, that's how you were raised. And you kind of like that because that's what you know. So you like people who like the same kind of cultural things that you like. It's as simple as that. And so if you like playing basketball, you like people who play basketball. If you like computer technology, you like people who like computer technology. If you like cooking, those kinds of things. But if you find someone that has a like that's foreign to yours, you may not like them so much. That's why there's little Italys, little Irelands, little Chinatowns. They're the black sections. There's little Germany. That's why cities have those, because people like them. It's not that there was a law that if you are German, you live in little Germany. There's no law about that. But people just gravitated toward people that had the same culture. It was simple as that. So when people come to the United States, if you want to come here and you want to contribute, I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with me having to change my language because you came here. And I'm not going to change my culture because somebody came here. They need to adapt.
Any government official in Oregon today, you have a choice of Spanish or English before they even start to select. Press one of your English, press two of your Spanish. How's that work?
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I don't think there are enough choices. I think there need to be then there needs to be a submenu underneath that for sexual preference, right? Don't you think?
It goes downhill from there, yes. The whole thing is nuts. And imagine
Robert,
what it's doing to children under six.
Right. They're confused. And they should be confused because we're confusing them. Robert, anything else you'd like to say? We've got Kyle holding in Montana.
Sure, Vince. I just want to say as men, regardless of race, we have to inspire other men to be the leaders that they are. The women, you can't allow them to lead. You understand? If you allow women to lead, they will destroy the nation. They will destroy. They'll make hell on earth for themselves. Okay, so as men, I don't care what race you are, you need to lead. You need to lead your family, your community, and everything that you can as a man the right way. You have to lead the right way, and the things will get better. And so we have to get these women out of leadership positions. We have to stop voting for them, and the women have to be put back where they belong. They are the heart of humanity. They are everything where all life comes from. And if they're not in the home, they're not teaching the kids, they're not caring for the husband, I mean, the whole society falls apart, and that's what they've done. And that's how we get our kids back. That's how we restore power, is that we play the role that God gave us to play, and that's what we're not doing. All right, Vincent.
Very quickly, I've got a quick comment. Mrs. Finelli expects me to lead our family. Mrs. Finelli expects me to lead our family. It's as simple as that. Now, it's not like she is a lesser of a person, but she expects me to be the leader. That's why she married me. She didn't marry me to follow her around. She married me because she thought that I'd be the person that could lead the family that she and I would build. As simple as that.
Well, and that's women don't let you lead. You lead or you don't. That's what it is. You're the man, and you lead in the right way, and that allows a woman to follow you. If you lead her in the wrong way, she's going to know you're weak, and it's very hard for her to follow you. And it's just how it works. You can't. If you're a weak man and you let her lead, well, eventually she's going to be, you know, fed up with that because she knows it's wrong. She knows something in her. Maybe she doesn't even consciously know it. But subconsciously, she knows you're a weak man. She doesn't want to follow you. She knows you'll make wrong decisions. She doesn't want to follow you. So women know. It's just they have to be, they have to have a good man to lead them, and they're able to be the woman that they're supposed to be. That's what it is.
Well said, Robert. So thank you so much.
Weak men are the problem. That's what it is. All right. Goodbye, Vince.
Thank you, Robert. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I totally agree with Robert. We got to stop. We got to get women out of the government. But and it's not that they're less, but they're more emotionally based. I totally agree with that. But I was going to go back real quick. The main reason I called is the reason, I mean, you just heard on the top of the hour news how that YouTube and Facebook is going to start eliminating anything that talks about white supremacy in any way, shape, or form. What they mean there is not white supremacy. They mean anything white that's going to show the white people in a good light. You even take a popular show like Criminal Minds. Here, the main character, one of the Rossi, is going back to a black wife. You're going to one of the other ladies there. Her husband is an ex-cop, and he's now staying home with the kids while she is Mrs. FBI profiler, super-duper, pooper-scooper woman. And the same thing, every single you look at this, in leaders of in positions of leadership, you will find 1 out of 10 of those that they show on that program is a white male. They're always, and you know, they're half the time those are corrupt. It's a coordinated attack. It's a coordinated attack against the white male. There are some facts that people need to look up. Did you know that, Vince, the highest divorce rate possible in the entire nation is an interracial marriage? I'll hold
makes sense to me.
And then I'll get back with you.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Okay.
Sure.
Right after these few commercial announcements, Kyle will be back, Rick will be back, and I'll be back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you just heard the big voice of Ron Allen, who said, at the controls, Vincent Finelli. Okay? Well, he's a USA Prepares instructor, and he did the intros and the outros of USA Prepares, and they've only been done by him. And I really like Ron Allen. And about a year ago, actually probably over a year ago, Ron Allen and I did an analysis of a radio commercial. We did a broadcast about that, 1 hour broadcast. What are radio commercials? How do they work? And Kyle, you called in, and I'm paraphrasing, and you were saying, so Ron, why is it that on television they show the white father as a bozo, a jerk, and an imbecile? Why do they do that? And Ron Allen said the most amazing thing, and I remember it very clearly. He said, well, Kyle, many men identify with those imbeciles. They think, hey, that's me. Do you remember that?
Yep, I remember it vividly. Yep. You know, Vince, yeah, so, that's just the reality. If you put something in front of somebody so long by watching television, listening to radio, and you're told you're stupid for so long, eventually you start believing it. You know, there's just a reality. It took me like 45 minutes on a computer one time at the library to find out. I had to dig because the information had been so manipulated. But you get down to statistics. Approximately 12.5% to 13% of this country is black. And about another, the same amount is our Mexican descent, right, or Hispanic, however you want to call that. They equal somewhere between 25 and 27% of the population. But the reality is they are almost 70% of the penal system together, and they're almost 80% of the welfare system together. 26 to 27% of the population creates that kind of trouble for the rest of the country. And if you will look, I'm not saying there ain't really smart black guys and smart Hispanic people, because there are a few. There are some. But the reality is, if you dig down and you want to find just statistics, you will find that the average black is 15 points lower on an IQ test than a white. And the average Hispanic is 10 points lower than the average white. That's just reality. So if you want to dumb down the entire population, you will go after the one thing that holds it all together, and that is the white male. Because if they can get us down and drive us into the dirt or gain control over us, I guarantee you that will be one of the reasons that they take this nation right to its knees. That's just a fact.
And I think USA Prepares is in their sights. I think they want to take us down. Class, we are one of four surviving broadcasts that is not paying to be on the air. One of four. Let me say it a different way. Of all the broadcasts on the network, there's only four. USA Prepares is one that's not paying to be on the air. The rest are gone for whatever reason. So money talks. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's the facts. That's the facts as I've learned them. So there are, you know, there are paid broadcasts that are pro-Donald Trump. There are paid broadcasts that are anti-Donald Trump. It's ridiculous. So we are one of the very few, I mean, really, less than a handful of broadcasts who do it because we're passionate about it and we're not looking to make money on it. There's less than a handful of those. I'm not exaggerating. So I don't know how much longer we're going to be around. I'm willing to stay the duration. You know, I've been fired a bunch of times. A bunch of times. Vinny just disappears. And people go, what happened to Vinny? Did he leave? No, he got thrown out. That's what happens. Because our message is not the message that those in charge want us to say. We're saying exactly the opposite. We're saying that cops, you got to be suspect of cops because they cause a lot of problems. I tell people, never call 911 because you're likely to get shot. But that's not the message that mainstream wants you to hear. They say, call 911. The guys in uniforms are going to come help you. I think the guys in uniforms are going to come help themselves. So, Kyle, it was a real rude awakening when Ron Allen said, I mean, it was, I remember it, when he said, oh, yeah, Kyle, come on. There are people, and I'm paraphrasing, there are men who used to be the head of households that think they're just like that jerk on the TV show or that jerk in the commercial. That's them. They go, hey, look at me. That's
and
not Dr. Richard.
The sad part is, Vince, they actually make them want to aspire to be that stupid.
Right. And that's not Kyle. Ugh. And that's not Rick. And that's not Norm. And that's not Rich. And it's not me. And it's not John Reagan. It's none of us here at USA Prepares. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us and sharing those statistics. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge. RichardAllenMiller.com. And you may want to buy some of Rick's books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.